release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hinda, Barimene, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome one of the greatest. What are you? Are you a videographer? filmmaker?
Yeah, let's say filmmaker, yeah.
Yeah, please
that,
welcome.
That sums it all up.
Uncle Scrooge.
Yes, sir.
And you are Mrs. Uncle Scrooge.
Wow. Mama Nels. Just say Mama Nels. Let's keep it moving. Yeah, Mama Nels is fine.
What's the setup here? Who's the brains? Who's the. She's the brains. Yeah. I can tell. Yeah.
Why? Am I coming across as serious?
Yeah, very.
Really?
Yeah. I'm getting those vibes, eh?
Yeah. I hope you're getting money vibes, too.
Yeah. Okay. I see a lot of money
right.
there.
Right. Yeah, that's good.
Did Saul tell you I'm a fortune teller?
Really? He did not tell me.
No, I didn't know that.
It's coming your way.
It's coming my way.
I see some YouTube Black Voices vibe.
Yeah. I'm starting to doubt your abilities now. What?
Because you read that on Twitter. You read it on Twitter, man.
Congratulations, by the way, for being on YouTube Black Voices.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you. Dope,
it's an honor
dope.
For us. Yeah.
Where were you guys when you got the call? Because when I got the call, I didn't believe it. I'm like, this is a prank. No way.
Yeah, so for us, it happened, when was it? I think it was last year, ne?
Yeah.
No, 2019. Because we were, that's the first time we worked with YouTube directly like that. Mm. In 2019, I think they contacted us like beginning of the year or something.
Last year?
No, 2019.
Oh, the year before?
Yeah. So this is our second year with them.
They
did something else.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was a different name. Now it's like Black Voices. So they also put us on there. So we're like super honored, to be
That's
part
when
of
we
the
went
team.
To Atlanta for the first one.
Oh, yeah, the first one you guys got to travel. Yeah.
That's when we were supposed to be somewhere else in the world together this year, but thanks to COVID.
Fuck.
COVID messed
we were supposed
up
to be partying. You know how many parties they have there?
It's ridiculous. YouTube, they proper party, bro. Like proper, the real deal.
Like
imagine all you can drink.
Yeah, all you can drink 3 or 4 times a day.
Yeah.
Every 4 hours there's a
that
new
party. Are crazy.
Paradise.
Though.
Dude, like, and this insane. Year all we had Zoom classes.
My nigga.
I'm so hurt.
I saw you probably 3 times in there. I'm like, G, why are you like this, dog?
Dude.
Yeah, I was busy, man. I ain't got time, man.
I saw you probably 3 times or twice. And I was like, there's McG.
I swear we could have gotten to know each other on a less formal way, because like how they've got it set up with that experience is the 3 or 4 or 5 parties per day. Mm. Then every time like they draw you all out of your rooms, come meet us down here. Every time you go back to your room, there's a gift.
Wow.
Every time.
Dude,
3 or 4 times a day,
like,
there's a gift.
There's stuff. Like whenever you leave your room and come back, there's something there.
What did you guys do with the money?
We blew it probably in like a month or something. Because money is meant to be blown.
If you keep money, you don't make more money. You just gotta blow it. So
yeah, I think the thing
money.
Is we run a business, so
it was
easy.
Like petty cash for you.
Yeah, it's really pretty much like not petty cash. Look at me funny. I'm looking around the room.
Petty cash.
The room is like, what are these guys doing?
No,
I wouldn't
petty.
Say petty cash, but it's like something that we spend like maybe in like 3 months as a company or something. Yeah, so it really did help us that time. But yo, I wish it was more, man, because that fund is like $100 million, bro.
Damn.
$100 million is like 15.
Why are you acting like you're surprised? You didn't know that.
1.5 billion.
Yeah. 100 million.
That's a lot of money.
You didn't know that.
Was it 100 million?
Yeah, that's the front.
You're part of 100 something.
No, I was just happy I could pay my debts. I owed a lot of people.
Yeah. That's what's up. That's all that counts. So
yeah.
long as you sorted out that debts, we could.
It changed your life.
Yeah.
How did it help you elevate your game? What did they teach you, and how did it help
I
you?
Think from the classes, there's a few things that cleared up a lot of things, like especially when it comes to like trending or when it comes to like the algorithm. I think those are the two biggest things that I took from all these classes. But other than that, most of the stuff is stuff that they we learned about at the last meeting in Atlanta. So we learned a lot about this stuff then. But yeah, now I think it was more of a thing of getting to know the other creators better, you know, just to hang out with them and figure out stuff like that. Yeah.
Congratulations on your channel, by the way. You guys are sitting on 620,000 subscribers. Wow. Over 100 million views.
Yeah,
wow.
Oh, wait. Wow. I think you did pass it. We missed the thing.
I was suck at celebrating
stuff. Yeah. I think we really just passed 100 million. That's dope.
I see people are buying balloons, having events.
Are you guys buying subscribers?
No.
You didn't buy
it's all natural, yeah.
620,000.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't even know how to promote stuff on YouTube. That's how bad it is.
Yes, we don't promote
Jack. Yeah.
Yeah, man. So it's all been organic. I think the thing is, it's something that I clicked in 2017. We just had an idea to start doing comedy, you know, because we saw some comedy stuff booming back then.
Like, comedy, you can't go wrong with comedy.
Yeah, it's huge, bro. Like stuff was getting like 100k views in like a week. Like, so I was like, I want a piece of that. And then we just went in it. We didn't even know if we can make funny stuff. We just started, and it started funny. Let me tell you the story. We were at Melville, obviously getting sloshed. Mm. We were super drunk that day. Mm. Yeah, and then somebody thought about Kobisito. You know, Kobisito, this is all. The
ting,
song,
ting,
yeah,
Tim
Tim Tim, yeah, that one. I'm sorry, I'm not,
but it was actually Kobisi.
I'm from Malawi.
Remember, she said she's the brains,
That night, literally, we thought of that song and we was like, Kobisi Kolo sounds like Kobisi. Kobisi Kolo sounds like Kobisi, which is like Kobisi. Smear,
yeah.
And then I had a big tub of Vaseline in the car. We literally went out and then we had Bridget dance. Bridget was dancing just so people can stay looking at the video. And then out of nowhere, a guy comes, steps in front of the camera, and we start smearing Vaseline on him. That's it. That's the video. That thing got like 200,000 views or something. Yeah, back then. You know. Then we were like, wait, man, this comedy thing is not so bad. And then we just started making videos.
But let's go back. When do you start falling in love with the lens? I mean, I don't know there were cameras.
Long ago, dude,
in
like in the 90s, bro. Yeah, guys, we
sounds old.
Me and McG, we were chilling together in the 90s, bro. Don't lie, bro. We were there, my nigga. We were hanging out. We were boys, dog. Hitting clubs, going to the movies, going to freaking drive-in, bro. You know drive-in.
No, I don't. But for the sake of the podcast, yes.
This guy. Yeah, cool. Really old.
So in the 90s, I think it was 97, I think, or 98, my mom actually bought me like a film camera. I think it was disposable at the time. So that's when I did it. I just took a few shots with that thing and I loved what I saw. And then, yeah, I think I fell in love from then. Yeah. Then it moved to like digital cameras as age went. And then, you know, I went through every single phase of cameras. So it's a cool thing. Wow. Even the when camera... Dude, did you know that back in the day, you would actually attach a camera to your phone to actually take photos with it?
Could you do that?
Yeah, that was like 2002 or 2003 or something. Yeah. Mm. So they had phones like that. So I've been through those phones as well. And yeah, dude, like cameras, dog, I've been through like almost all of them.
Yeah.
So I know every single camera you can imagine. Yeah.
And how do you meet your beautiful wife?
And Nels,
don't be accurate.
So we went to AFDA together.
Okay.
Yeah, in 2008. We started in 2008. Yeah. So I met her in 2008 and we became friends, I think, halfway through the year or something. And then, yeah, we started dating probably a few months after that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Did he get it correct?
Yeah, he did. He did. He left out the juicy part, but he did.
Yeah, I feel like he left out the juicy part. Yeah,
we need the juice.
Yeah, tell us the juicy parts. Huh?
What is the juice?
The juicy part. Akwazi ukushela.
Oh. It was nice.
Auntie, what did he say?
Nothing.
Are you putting me on blast? on the show, man.
Till this day, that would be
on the internet forever.
People, look. Till this day, I have this question. Oh, offense, I got to share. Who shall I answer? Like, I have no experience of that.
Not even. Did it hurt? And then you're like, what? When you fell from heaven. Not even
pick up like
nothing.
But at least he's gonna stay loyal then, because he's not good at Ukshen.
I think you're right there. That's 100% correct. But I won't lie, dude. I was whack. Even back at home, I sucked. I couldn't do it. I remember there's this girl in high school I had a huge crush on, dude. Like huge dog. Yeah. Like I had such a crush on that girl that we went to the same school, same class. Whenever she'd walk in, dude, my heart would stop. Every single day, dude. Mm, like, mm. I'm not going to say the name. I don't want people coming at me here.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude. I've had that problem all my life. Can I leave? I'm fine.
I joined the club.
I'm not even afraid to admit it. It's strong. It's strong. Yeah. So with her, I think it worked out for us very well. I got her easily. She needed help with work.
I got her easy.
She needed help with work. I said, yo, I can't help you with this at school. You have to come to my place so I can show you in detail. I think, yeah. No, she just needed help with work. And then
King was here as Kisla Vow or something.
She ended up at my place. Oh, okay.
He was just really good at computers. Offense has just had that thing. He was schooling. He was this guy who all the white kids were attracted to him, really, you know, because he had the latest phone. He always had the latest
phone. Not just the white kids.
It was mostly the white kids. That's how we described you at film school. Who offense? The one not among the white kids. Yeah, that one.
The one
it was
on
you.
The one who's on the fence. I hung out with both sides.
You need something from offense, he's the one to go to. You need a software program, he's the one to go to. Computer stuff, anything, he's the geek.
Yeah.
He's the first black geek that I've met, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then me now was struggling because when I went to film school after, I wanted to be a director. I was clear. I came here to be a director. I came here to learn how to write.
Mm-hmm.
Then they decide for you what you graduate in.
Yeah.
And that's where the war started for me. But I was struggling with the technical stuff because I also know how to do VFX, but I don't love it.
Okay.
So I would go to him like, I know everybody's there, and he was crushing on another girl and I was crushing on him. And then, you know, so to distract
you
from the
crushing on
no,
me.
To distract you from the white girl you were crushing on.
It's no bunnies.
And then I asked him to help me with work stuff, and that was when his shelling thing started.
Yeah.
He didn't shell at me, but he fell on my face.
Yeah.
I'll say this every time. He fell on my face, and that became a kiss, and I was like, and then kwenzakala and Angela. And that's how it started.
That's game. You might not see it that way, but it's game. Trust me.
It was an accident.
So when do you guys decide to start working together? Because most couples, you know, find it hard to work together.
Yeah, dude. The cool thing about us is that we've been working together for a long time. I think the first shoot I did with her was probably in 2010.
Mm.
So I used to shoot weddings, funerals, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So I shot all that stuff. So I would shoot the video and then she would shoot the photos.
Okay.
So that's how we started working together.
Mm.
So I think this relationship, it's been like, 10 years now?
Wow, well, congratulations, man.
Wow, 10 years, that's amazing, bro.
12 years working together. So we pretty much understand each other on how we work and how we do things. Yeah.
So what are you guys doing now? So you do music videos, né?
Yeah, we do music videos, commercials, skits for online. I also DP for all kinds of productions, like special productions, though, like where they need like a cinematographer and stuff like that. So all the stuff, TV series, whatever you can mention, I've shot it. So long as it's fiction.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there.
Which, name drop some of the music videos you've done.
Music videos.
Yeah.
We just recently shot for Questa.
Mm-hmm.
Fire in the Ghetto.
Did he pay you?
Oh, dope video.
Yeah, he did.
He paid you, okay.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Fire in the Ghetto, man. Can you chill, Buddha?
Which one?
Let's relax, Gangani, please. One of our proudest work is like Yolanda. She shot it for Yolanda. It's called Dinovalo.
Oh, wow.
For 1020 Cartel. Okay. Yeah. And then we just did some work with KO and Cash Time Rao.
Nice.
And yeah, there's a bunch. Yo, bro, I've shot with literally almost everyone in the industry. Yeah.
Are they hard to work with, these musicians?
In terms of getting to set on time, yeah. Or in terms of, I think the biggest thing is getting to set on time.
Who was the hardest person you had to work with?
Yo, bruh. Yeah. Hardest?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, most difficult?
Yeah.
Musician?
Yeah.
Yo, can I name drop him, bitch?
Yeah, yeah, why not?
These guys are gonna kill me,
nah,
though.
Man.
No, man.
Nah,
man.
I think one of the, okay, I'm gonna say it, but, this room here, I'm being set up to fail.
Never, bro. Never. They need you more than you need them.
Okay, cool. I'll say it, but it's not like I hate the person or anything. I think one of the hardest guys to work with was, and I shot a couple videos with him. I think he only got difficult towards the end. Okay, what's the dude's name? Why am I forgetting? The one he did with AKA now, in the taxi.
Oh,
Altido.
Altido.
Altido was difficult. Yo, that homie.
How so?
No, I think the biggest thing was budgeting. Like, yo, dude, I would tell him, I'm just giving an example. Like, the video is going to cost 60K.
Yeah.
He'd be like, what? Oh, what? I can get
but
it.
But it's Altido's got no money, dog. You know, you got to hear where he's coming McG. From. You know,
it's Altido. Come on. They're going to cancel you on Twitter, dog. Again.
Aren't you tired?
Hey. Aren't you tired of getting canceled, dog? Like, there needs to be a point where you say, okay, it's enough. Let me chill.
Yeah.
So I think it was him. Other than that, dude, the people in the industry are not difficult. I think maybe it's a thing of respect. They respect us because they know the brand. They know that we deliver, you know.
How much are you charging now? Thing.
Yeah, like videos start from like 30,000.
But fuck, that's not bad.
Yeah, that doesn't say it. That's what it is. So it depends on the video itself. So if you need a car, for instance, if you need models, if you need a house, all of that adds up. And houses are like not cheap, dude. Like I think the most expensive place we shot at, just location fee was like 30,000.
Wow.
So that's, you can imagine, that's your whole budget if you're shooting at 30,000. So it depends on the video and the content. Concept and whatever you need in the video.
So
yeah.
That LT video was 60K.
Which one?
Altido, I mean. With
no.
The taxi.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, yeah, because you guys at Israel Mark were there.
Yeah. Yeah, because they had to also get paid. Yeah, so all of those things pile up. Israel, I think, yo. Hey, she mustn't kill me. He charged like 5K, I think.
Oh,
you're reasonable.
Yeah. So reasonable. He wasn't bad. He's cool a legend. Guy, man. Yeah, he's a legend. Exactly. So he was like, yo,
what's
I'll
the biggest,
come through.
What's the biggest check you've ever gotten from like a music video?
Music video. Yo, I don't know if I can say this, but I don't want to get cancelled.
Do you know why you're going to get cancelled for saying the biggest check you've gotten?
I think the biggest check we've gotten was for Amin.
For Amin, yeah.
Amin was like a proper big check.
Yeah, big shout out to that, man.
Yeah, man,
that was dope, bro.
Yeah, thank you.
How much was that?
Yeah. She wrote it, yeah. I think it was like 300K.
Wow.
Amin.
Yeah, 300K for the video.
It's not a lot, guys. Questa has shot a video for 1.something million. You know, so
with who? Why didn't it come with you for that video? Come to you.
That's what I'm asking myself. Why didn't it come to us? Because we could have, you know, also.
Yeah, you guys did Spirit. You did.
Yeah. No, we didn't do Spirit.
We didn't do Spirit.
Yeah. So music videos get bigger, guys.
Wow.
We dealing with like smaller ones, like stuff that's branded and stuff. Yo, dude, you can get a 2 million rand budget.
Wow.
I just need to understand one day, what is it, a trust thing?
Yeah.
That they don't come to us with such budgets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
I
because the
understand.
Last budget we had was when we were working with Ambitious. To be honest, Ambitious really did push
the
fans
they
for their
definitely
stuff.
They pumped money into their stuff and it worked because you know people know them and they became huge.
So what you're saying is that when you want something low budget,
bro,
they come to you.
Yes.
And then big budget they go
to someone else.
Yeah. To the white, white person.
Yes. You'll get an artist come to you. Oh no, I've got 20K, not even the 30 minimum that we ask for. I've got 20, please understand. I'll come back when they get a bigger budget. Then next week you'll find that they shot with somebody else and we hear via the grapevines, no, they they paid 60k, 80k, yeah, but last week they were here with 20.
Whack.
Ah, oh, man, so, that's whack.
Yeah, it's whack, bro. Like, I think it's a mindset that we need to change as well. But, you know, we got good hearts. We help people that need help. Yeah. And stuff like that. So I don't know. We'll see. I think we'll get blessed in the future.
Ah, but
somewhere.
Having a good heart, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm not tired. I'll never get tired.
Me, I'm tired, to be honest, because we've spent so much time proving ourselves, sharpening our tools, sharpening the skills. You
and
know,
this is your livelihood.
Yes. Yeah, we don't have a plan B. We don't have a plan B. I this don't have something to fall back on and say, if filming doesn't work, at least I've got this. If this is it.
Yeah. But that's why I'm sure the YouTube check really helps and comes along.
Yeah, it does help a bit. A little bit, not too much.
Yeah,
but
a little bit. It helps us keep stuff.
That's why we want to stay more posting, because YouTube works like that. The more you post, the more you get paid.
Yeah.
So we just want to get back in the game. Just post every week at least one video.
And then the series, you shot your video, ne?
Yes.
Oh, fucking hell, bro.
Yeah, thank you.
Touch my blood. You shot your video. The opening scene.
That
was you.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm one of the DPs. So we were three DPs. It's Marion, Mateo, and myself. Yeah. So we bounced each other on all.
So what did Vincent do?
Vincent is a director.
Oh.
Who I believe got robbed. Like, how do you win six categories but not win for the best director? Mm. Yeah, so there he got robbed. Saftas did him wrong there.
What other shows have you done? Obviously, Rhythm City, we'll talk about that.
Rhythm City, I've shot some stuff for them. I've shot Amazing Grace. It came out like just end of last year. It was on SABC1. I think that's probably one of the most watched shows I've shot
for real,
including Chovicho. And then what else? I don't do a lot of TV series in SA. I try do mostly like short form stuff, like your commercials, your music
video. What do you mean you don't do a lot of TV series in SA? You do out of SA?
No. I also shot for first show for Netflix that I shot. It's actually DP'd by Khaupi.
Yeah,
she's a lady DP in South Africa. So I did an episode for there as well. So that was one of the coolest things I think I've done so far. Because that was dope, dude.
Yeah. Because
Netflix will give you toys, dog.
Wow.
I told them what I want, and they gave it to me. Mm. So that's the type of stuff that I like to work on, you know, where you don't have a limit on budget. Like if you want something and then you have an idea for something, they give it to you. Yeah. So that's the type of stuff that I like to work on. Like also in commercials, the commercial space, they give me whatever I want. Sometimes I fight with the producers, whatever, but at the end of the day, you know, I always
Which commercials have you done?
Yo, dude, there's a lot. I can give you a list. I've shot for Playboy, I've shot for
Nescafé.
A lot of brands, bro. Nescafe,
Asupol,
Castle Lager.
Hey, this nigga's balling.
Playboy.
Dude, I've shot a bunch of commercials. Yeah. They're all on my other channel that I post commercials on. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
Dog, you're doing dope things, bro. Oh,
thank you, brother. Thank
you're like a millionaire, man.
No, not yet.
Ah, oh, he's gotta be, dog. He's gotta be.
Be a millionaire when I say the budget is 30k, you want to bring 20k, and then it costs us 18k to make your video. It always comes back to that.
Because I was thinking just now, those toys that is talking about fighting with producers for these toys, and said that stuff is not cheap.
Yeah, it's not cheap at all.
You know, like half your budget is gone.
Yeah.
Just
like on a commercial, on a day, I would say between 60 and 100k just goes to equipment.
Yes.
So you can imagine. You
know? And then you got staff. How big is your staff?
We have about 5 people.
5?
Can I please name them before they kill me?
Yes.
It's Koita Kaule, Ben's version. Who's next? Bridget Mashangu. And
Karabo Tswakong
and Lwazi Manzi. Yeah, those are our guys.
We forgot our other two.
Who?
Hi, you.
Who's
and
the
we've got Chelesani Mabuza, who's
our helper.
And then we've got Begumuzi.
Begumuzi is the guy who maintains our house.
We've got 30. We need to fire some people, so.
Yeah.
We've got 30.
Let me look around the room.
It's hard, though.
Whoever's
let's be honest.
Not smiling is going.
It's hard to pay people's salaries. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not easy.
It's hard.
I think for you it helps definitely that you got like a few sponsors popping in.
Yeah.
You need to tell me, how's your merch doing, bro?
Saul's taking over the merch.
Yeah, how's it doing?
Oh, he's doing well, man.
It's doing great.
Yeah, how's Saul?
Yeah, it's doing great. In what sense? The numbers.
Yeah, like the numbers, yeah.
The numbers are steady. I mean, there's room for growth, but numbers are steady.
Because we also want to move into that like this year. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good move.
Because I know a lot of creators, especially like guys in the States, they say, dude, like most of their revenue comes from merch.
They have a bigger market.
Yeah, they have like huge markets. Mm. Yeah. So I think it's a good thing. It's a dope thing.
What's your advice? Because everybody's trying to get into YouTube now.
I would say do it. Don't stop. Don't even say I don't have a camera or whatever. If you have a phone and it has a camera, just start by learning. Going literally on YouTube and finding out how can I shoot with this camera. Say your camera's name and whatever. There's people that will advise you on how to do that. So never say because I don't have something I can't do it. Whatever you have right now, just use it. I know people that have millions of followers on TikTok, on Instagram, and they're just shooting on their phone. It's like a cheap Samsung or whatever, something that cost them like 2,000 or even less, you know. And they're making contact and the content and they're actually getting big. So the biggest thing is to start and don't stop. So a lot of people get disheartened when they start something and then they're not getting like 10 likes or 100 likes or whatever. And they're like, I give up at this thing. Just keep going and then just know when to also to stop, you know. I think as a people we must also know when to stop. I think the cap is like probably 10.9 years. That's when you can stop. After 10.9 years and nothing is happening, you might want to stop.
That's a long relationship.
That's how long it takes, guys. Even me, I blew up properly after 10 years in the industry.
You fucking kidding?
Yeah, I'm not joking. I've been shooting since 2006.
Yeah,
and then I blew up properly after the ambitious phase, which is like 2016, you know. So that's 10 years.
So you gotta do the time.
The time if you wanna win the something.
Pay school fees.
I don't know what rhymes with time.
How do you monetize your YouTube channel apart from the advert revenue from YouTube?
I think the only thing is working with brands. That's the biggest way we like making like more from what we're doing. So we get a lot of brand approaches, and some of them are bad. They're not that great or whatever. Like
I see you monetize by doing posts, ne? For brands, ne?
What do you mean?
So, like, on the community, you do a post of a brand to say, hey, check out.
No, I've never done that.
Oh, you didn't do that? I saw it on your channel.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wrong channel.
Wrong channel. I'm like, who's making money off my channel? I need to talk to somebody. My wife? Yeah, straight up, what is it? Aromet is one of the biggest people that we've worked with. Like, literally the biggest. Because the dope thing is they came to us for skits, you know? And then we did skits with them. So that was awesome. And then we did MTN as well.
Oh, nice. That was before Aromet. We first did MTN. And then we did Aromet after.
And then we promoted a film for, it was Bless Us.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you know Bless Us, eh? Yeah, we promoted that as well. So, yeah, it's cool. I would love to do more stuff like that. Mm. Like a film approaches us and then we must market the film or whatever. If it's an animation or a short movie or whatever, they just come to us, give us a young budget there and then we shoot something for them. Because that video did well. That video, I think, is on like over 500K views.
Yeah,
and it's like a branded thing. So I think it's a nice way to make money off YouTube.
And then you, Nelisi, were on a personal level, how are you making money?
On a personal level, I mean, I make money when I get these brand gigs, and then I create content for Instagram, and I actually do a lot of brands. And I just create content.
But she kills it, yeah.
Why did you choose to do skits as opposed to most females want to do makeup and stuff on YouTube?
This comedy life chose me, to be honest, you know, because it started when we did that vinegar advert and we didn't have a female. Female character to play as Umama who hates flies. Yeah. And I was like, I'm just going to go ahead and do it, right? Yeah. And I've been watching these guys. Offense has been going on and on for some months before that about Fesh. She was following Fesh at the time.
Yeah.
And then I just decided to do it. And then after that video was done, I was home alone. He'd gone to some shoots and I was there with our son at the time. Mm. Oh, it was our second born at the time. Yes, we had our second born. And I just shot on my iPhone 5C. I just shot myself doing the video of Black Mom's sex talk. Mm. Yeah. And I was just sharing with people how my first sex talk was.
She was funny.
Yeah.
She was funny.
So when Obetsa came home, I was like, I've got something to show you. Here's my phone. And then I ran away. And then I found him dying.
I cried laughing, though. It was so funny.
And then that's how he started editing skits.
Yeah.
And he just sat there. He didn't even tell me anything. Took the footage, edited it. And then I just saw a skit. I was like, really? That's how I did it. And then I just carried on afterwards, just like that. I didn't know I could be funny.
Check if it's how far is that? I think it's probably on 500,000.
Wow.
Which is dope. Yeah, the fact that you can get like crazy numbers like that, you know, just of something that you're making from your house.
Yeah.
Dude, it's amazing.
So it goes back to that point of people wanting to do YouTube.
Yeah.
They must know why they start to begin with.
Yeah.
Because you are still here, McG, because you know why you're doing this.
And it's a marathon.
Yes, it is. Yeah, that's 100%. True. So the comedy is evolving, but the why we started, the reason stays the same.
Yeah. In closing, what are we busy with? What can people look forward to? When are we getting to 1 million subscribers? I think you're going to be the first channel to hit a million.
Yeah, they will.
Can't you give us half of your subscribers at least?
You might get lucky because we are here now.
Which one? No, you must come through for a skit and then you market it.
Yeah.
No, for real, you must come through.
Aye, clean.
I'll invite you.
So what do you guys hear?
Yeah, so now we're just busy with a bunch of stuff. Not a lot, actually. Wait, what are we busy with? Nothing.
We're busy with the Mama Nell series.
Yeah.
So it focused on the character and, you know, and just really growing those brands.
Yeah.
We're busy with pushing Bridget's brand as well.
Nice.
Music videos, as always, they're easy way to just market ourselves. Awesome. They're really an easy way to get onto the name of the TV.
Yeah, because they're TV lovers. They play our videos there. Like, there's a time when I just watch for an hour and then I will see, like, probably four of our videos, which is dope.
In the music channels.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm a sponsor one of your videos with Grandeur,
Yeah,
yes, please. Please do.
We also have this channel that I started, Nini. Late last year, you know,
COVID.
Where it's called Taste with the Moises, where we just taste food,
any food,
and then we ask each other questions and we chat to each other about how we see stuff. Because Offensa has such a busy schedule on his own, and I have such a busy schedule on my own.
Yeah.
Never mind having the kids and home and whatnot. We started to suffer. Our marriage started to suffer. So there was no more organic way for us to start talking than to create a show for us to start talking.
Ooh, smart.
Yeah, it helped a lot, yeah.
So you're bonding while making money. Show.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. You know what it is, dog.
If they want this info, they must watch those adverts. Want to see my struggle?
Yeah.
Watch the advent.
Thank you so much for coming through,
Thanks a lot, brother.
It's nice to see black people doing well. You guys are taking it to the top. I'm really proud of you guys, man.
Much appreciated.
And we're watching because we're learning from you guys. You know, we just started recently, so we keep watching you guys to see. Oh, okay, shit.
No, I love your stuff. Yeah. Who's your animations guy? That's the guy I want to give a head
Mesh,
to.
Mesh. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, your stuff is nice.
Yeah,
every time I watch the show, I'm like, yo.
Never does the camera cool there.
Mm. Yeah.
That's Tato.
Yeah,
there.
Big ups, man.
Ah, Blackie, that's nothing, that one.
He just sits.
And so you got a question you want to ask them?
I know. It's clear that you just, you really need a team.
Yeah.
Full of something worth following, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
People should just take that into account. You start first alone.
Yeah.
Start small. When you grow, you've got your own team.
Mm. Yeah, I started recording with an iPad.
Yeah, dude. That's
look at you now.
Seriously, guys, big congratulations. And your channel is growing like super fast. So keep
amazing.
It up.
Hey.
Keep bringing all these controversial people.
I was worried coming here.
Why?
I was like, yo,
we thought you were going to say, so when she cheated, what did you do?
Did she cheat, Vel?
No, she didn't.
Oh,
wait. So I don't know.
I was even checking records. Did you do right by people?
that? Who do we owe? Let's check first. Maybe he spoke to McGee. Let's check quick. Okay, no, he hasn't.
Who's got an email on us? I'm so stressed.
Yeah, dude, we respect your show big time. I won't lie, I was also nervous.
Yeah.
But I knew, you know, I don't know, McGee won't do that to me, man.
Ow.
He won't throw me under the bus.
McGee has to get views, Baba. At the end of the day, he'll apologize to you off air.
Okay, let's do this. Let's use this for the intro. Babe, I don't appreciate how you cheated on me like that.
Are we doing this here?
Yeah, like.
Why here? Like,
which
is
one?
This
is
why
this
you
one?
Called me? Yeah.
Is this a skit? I don't know what's going on. Is this a skit?
No, are you for real?
You couldn't. You shouldn't have done that. Like, I don't know.
But
you hurt my feelings, and you know, now we're on McG. Now everyone's gonna know about it. That's messed up.
But it was only 3 times. Let's go talk about
we
it.
We agreed on
so
four.
Cut,
3 times?
Cut.
Yeah, that's just
that's your promo.
You guys are
promo.
Crazy, man.
Yeah, man.
This has been podcast and chill. We are
here. Guys, for real, please. The both of you need to come through.
Yeah.
We need to put you in a skit.
No, definitely. Oh, man.
Thank you for being the channel to invite us, like a YouTube channel that actually invited us.
Yeah.
And
we
actually have us.
We don't get invites.
We don't get invites.
Guys, this one?
Yeah,
guys,
yeah,
hello. This is an open invitation. If you want us to feature on your channel, please hit us up.
Yeah.
We never say no.
Owami, Owami is right there. Owami.
Yeah.
When are they coming? When are they coming on your channel, Owami? They must come.
Owami, please. We need to come through. Please. Owami. Stop cutting us out.
Then you come through on us. How?
Yeah.
And then he comes. You come through on our skits.
Yes.
You come through on our skits.
Yeah,
you
can't
even eat food with us.
100%.
Guys, come on.
Let's go.
Casual.
Yes, please. Yeah, boom. There we go.
All right, we are here. Podcast and chill. Boom.
Woo. Shout out. OM Films. Please check out the channel.
Yes.
All right, let's go.
As if you need more subscribers, this guy.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Enda, Barmene, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome one of the biggest YouTubers in the country. Oh, wow, me, what do you mean, Karazi?
You don't need
to do that, you make G. Anyway, it's funny, Chow, and G, long one. Oh, was it a strong one?
Strong one, and it's about the Akalit
Rindoba.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
So, send me your Irmin.
Nichibas old.
Oh, okay. Uva Gayan.
Gab.
Gab, Bane?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's hot that side, eh?
Yeah, but it's the same, Mejio. The same sun that is where I'm at is the same sun that is where you're from. So,
first of all, congratulations for making it on YouTube Black Voices this year.
Thank you. And congratulations to yourself.
What did you do with the money?
Wow. I saved.
You saved it?
I saved a lot of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I also bought me a car, so.
Oh, is it? What car did you get?
Nissan X-Trail 2021.
Nice.
Yay,
nice.
7-seater. Got me an SUV.
Congratulations,
thank
man.
Thank you.
What were you doing before YouTube?
I was a nurse.
Oh, you were a nurse?
Years back, though.
Yeah.
I left nursing 2014. And then I became a businesswoman.
Oh, nice.
I was cooking pap by the side of the road.
Oh, is that what you call it now? Businesswoman?
Yeah, I mean, that's a business. I was a businesswoman.
Yeah,
so I used to be those ladies that you see inside the caravan selling pap by the side of the road.
Hey.
Yeah, wow. I was one. So I was cooking here in Roodepoort.
Roodepoort.
Mm-hmm. Like those office parks, the Standard Bank, One Life Hospital. You know that side.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Do you guys have like wars and stuff, like territory wars?
Yeah, but then you do need to have a license to like be at a place that is that
elite. So yeah, my spot is actually still there. It's empty. I went and checked. There was just only one caramel next to mine. And so yeah, that's it.
What were you making? Pap and what?
I was making pap, steak, chicken, and yeah, and stew.
And
yeah.
the usual, ne?
Beef stew and all, because I can cook, Megji.
Yeah. I mean, you're a vendor.
It comes with being vendor, obviously. Yeah. So, yeah, I used to cook.
And how much would you make a day?
It depends. I mean, sometimes 1,000.
You lie.
Yeah, because the business was mine, but then you still have to take stock money out. So you'd have good days. Some days I would go home with like 1.7.
Wow.
Yeah, based on how the day was. Is it month end and stuff like that? So, you know, for me, I just feel like people, unless it's a glamorous job, people don't want to consider it a job. But if you're someone that really wants to make it in life, you can't afford to be picky when it comes to jobs. So, you know, I actually sold my car to buy the caravan. So instead of driving, I was now cooking. But it worked because I gained a lot of experience. I gained a lot of, like, you know, how can I say this? Like, just work ethic. You know, I used to wake up at 4 a.m. You know, that was like a really, really difficult job. I don't want to lie. So I salute all women that cook by the
side
of the road.
So when would you make love to your husband?
Wow!
She's a superwoman out there.
Wow, Benji, really?
She's a Wonder Woman.
So why are you looking at me like that? What's wrong with you? No, I mean, would find time. Trust me, time was definitely there.
Yeah.
You have to. But I think that for me is just one of those things where I was never ever comfortable just sitting down. Because even then my husband was working. But I just didn't want to like just sit down.
What was he doing?
So he did computer science. Was my ex-husband anyway.
Ex-husband, yeah.
So computer science. So yeah, he was working there by Standard Bank. Yeah.
Why? What happened in there? Why did you get a divorce?
No, he cheated. But I even put a whole video out. Yeah.
Motherfucker. Why would he cheat on you, man?
Imagine, that's what they say. Next thing we know, Meg G will be the Prince KB situation. So be very careful of what you say. Seems like words have a way of coming back and biting people.
Yeah, but I think you're working too much. Maybe that's why, ne?
Yeah, maybe, but you know, I feel like a cheater will always cheat.
Do you think it's because you're making more money than him now?
Yeah, it was a problem.
Ah, you're emasculating him, ne?
Yeah, it was a problem. So
you're making more money than a computer scientist from YouTube?
Yeah, but now he was not a computer scientist. He was in Free State, isn't it?
Yeah.
So he was like, he's an educator.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, because, you know, computer science, when you get it, it's good, but it's very scarce. I don't know what they do.
And now are you single? Are you ready to mingle?
I'm very single, but not ready to mingle, though. Yeah, I'm still just taking care of business. Let me just build my business a little bit more. And then, yeah, after that, I mean, if somebody that is worthy of my attention comes, they might get the attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But with all the subscribers you have, I'm sure your DMs are lit.
Yeah? No, I think that I have the most respectful subscribers in the world.
I see.
No, I'm being honest with you. Like, ninjas are the best. I don't even want to lie. I think that is also just that thing where I'm also still transitioning.
Yeah.
And so they're also having to transition with me because they knew me as a married woman from the day I was on YouTube. So, you know, now having to go from married to single. Yeah, but my DMs are lit, though, but not from ninjas.
Yeah.
Unless if they're ninjas and they're just keeping a secret.
So how does when do you start the YouTube thing? Because obviously, you know, at the time, it was ladies, you know, beautiful ladies doing makeup and stuff like that, well-spoken. And here you come, you know, your English is not that great to some people.
English,
you know what I'm saying? So where do you find the courage to say, fuck it, I'm just going to be me and do my
honestly,
shit?
Honestly, I give zero focals about a lot of things. I think maybe it's just because of life challenges that I've had to face. And I mean, I think that you would agree with me. The way that vendors are raised, it's actually a lot more tougher than other people. Like,
100%.
I listen to stuff that people are like, oh, I got away with this. And I'm like, I would be dead if I ever dared do that, like, in front of my dad and stuff. You understand? So it's like,
you've got tough skin.
Yeah, very thick, chef. Mm. And then now it has even gotten thicker. But when I started my channel, it was a beauty channel.
Okay.
Think about it, me thinking I'd be good in makeup. It was horrible.
Because that's what everyone was doing at the time.
It was what everyone was doing. Mm. And I remember when I started my YouTube channel, I was the most poorest YouTuber in South Africa.
Wow.
No, legit, I'm not even going to lie. I didn't even have a proper phone. Mm. So the phone I started with was my Samsung J5. Not even the J5 wow. Plus or anything. Just the normal Samsung J5, that small one. I didn't even have lighting.
So you were shooting with that?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't have anything. So I'd use natural light sometimes. And then I built this tin small thingy. And then I placed a bulb, which I didn't know how to filter. So it was just a mess. A lot of videos I've deleted.
You shouldn't have, man. Those are memories.
Honestly, I saved them, but then they broke in and they stole my laptop. So all that's gone. My heart is painful. I wish I had saved in like a cloud or something. But I did. And it was not... It was not easy to start just because, you know, there are times where you'd look at other people, they've got, you know, even if they're using phones, their videos are a lot better.
Yeah.
You know, and as a girl, and that time I was so poor, Mickey, I was the poorest of the poorest. Mm. I didn't even have money for anything, okay?
Mm. Now I've taken over that role now.
What do you mean?
I'm the poorest YouTuber.
Well, you be the poorest male, I was the poorest female, and we're both vendors. So yeah, you know, I really, really worked hard.
Oh shit, you know what I just thought about?
Yeah.
She probably got a lot of jokes because she was a vendor and a vendor.
Oh.
What do you mean, guys?
Street vendor.
Street
vendor. Oh.
yeah. Carry
so,
on.
Oh yeah, it was really difficult for me. I think that is just a matter of hard work pays off, and I love the fact that many people saw me from the beginning, and so you know to be where I'm at. I wouldn't say I've made it, but we're going there. You understand?
Yeah, yeah.
So it just shows that it's possible. The people that when I started were at 30,000 subscribers.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, now I have like 10 times more subscribers than them. And so, and I remember going to people's DMs and asking for advice, which what most people do. You think, you know, when you watch this person on YouTube, they're so friendly. Mm. That's how they'll be in the DMs and stuff. But then, you know, not getting any answers. I just went out and I started digging information and stuff. So for me, I would just say that, like, honestly, if you are dedicated and you do the work, there's no way you're not gonna make it.
But who gives you the idea to start a YouTube? Because YouTube wasn't a big thing in the country.
No, it wasn't. I started 2017.
Where do you get the idea from?
So the time that I was still cooking pap, I stayed in this other cottage that belonged to white people.
Okay.
So they gave us free internet there. And so because of the free internet, I was able to, I'm like, YouTube, wow. You know, I'm seeing all this stuff. And then that's when the idea came to me. Why don't you just start a YouTube channel? But not even my wildest dreams did I think it was ever gonna go this well. So
for how long was your channel a beauty makeup channel? And then what brought about the idea to change from that?
Okay, so this is how I say, no matter what bad happens in your life, somewhere, somehow, it leads you to the good. So the time that ex-hubby lost his job here in Joburg, we had to move to Free State because we couldn't afford rent here. So when with the moving, the up and down, I didn't have time to film a makeup video because, you know, makeup takes time. And so I was like, let me just take a topic that's happening, like a celebrity, then talk about it. I think it was like Bonag that I spoke of. And then when I went back, that video had like 800 views. And remember, I was used to like 30 views. So that was a huge jump for me. So that was when I was like, wait, this took less time. It took less effort because it was voice backgrounds then.
Okay.
And it was like a minute video. And so that was when I started. But I'd say my channel was makeup maybe for about 5-6 months. And then something happened, which, oh my gosh, that was when I went viral.
What happened?
the passing of Dumas Lela. I don't like talking too much about it because I feel guilty. So I reported on that, and that's the video that shot my channel. I think it went to 100,000 views a day. And then the following month, because I had done many videos, I got like 23,000 rands. That was the highest I'd ever received in my whole life. So, you know, from there, that was when I bought my first camera. I bought my first wig.
Shout out to you.
And then, you know, I just made sure that that money, honestly, like, kept my channel running up until today.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now, you know, I mean, we are okay.
And you don't have a team, nothing. You
no.
Just, you
one
do
man.
One man show. You
one edit. Woman show.
Yeah, one
yeah,
woman
one
show.
Woman.
You edit
yeah.
everything.
Yeah, I do everything myself. Yeah. Yeah, but I do need to get someone that will help me edit and stuff. I have problems with control.
Okay.
I have problems with control, like just having someone touch my work. But I don't even have the choice. If I want to expand my business, I have to.
Yeah.
But it's not easy. I think I need to go to school for how to let go of control.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, let me not say that. That's a bad joke.
What?
No, how to let go of a man.
What? No, trust me. That one, I am a pro at it, okay? Now, I need to just use the same technique. I need to. I'm a pro at letting go of men, trust me. You do nonsense in the Ahamba. I'm not there for nonsense.
Yeah, go to Uka.
Yeah, I'm out. I bounce out.
Who's the girl that he cheated with? Do you know her?
No.
She a YouTuber?
No.
That would have been crazy, ne?
Oh, I would have beaten her up. I'm kidding. No. No, it was someone that I didn't even know. Yeah. So I wasn't really affected. I wasn't really affected like that. Yeah. I know where she works. I didn't even go there to try start some mess because she has no loyalty to me. Mm. But he was supposed to be loyal to me. So yeah. That's why I left him and I never caused any problem. For me, I feel like, you know, sometimes people go through different stages in life. Mm. And the same way that he didn't want a woman that is making money,
yeah.
The same way I don't want a man that cheats. So 100%. Why should I compromise when he couldn't compromise? So it was honestly just that thing. I'm over it anyway. Because this happened last year, April.
Mm.
So now I'm in the right, guys.
How did you find out?
Oh my gosh! I found it through the phone. That's all I'll say. Mm. Yeah, like through the phone. Lockdown,
it's KB
imagine.
Vibes. You saw a picture?
No! Oh. But I mean, there were pictures there, so...
Who sent the pictures? Was he sending?
I never saw any of it, but you know, yeah, I didn't see. But
it's his loss, man.
No, he lost big time, honey. Somebody special is about to get a prize.
Hey, ooh, I like that. I like that.
Is that you, Saul? Blackie, is it you?
Unfortunately, it's not me.
So isn't it crazy that now when that happens, now you become the story, hey?
Oh my gosh, there were so many videos that were made after I dropped my I'm getting a divorce video because that was my first video of this year. Mm. So I was like, you know what, we're going to open this year with my own Mgozi, and I had to sit down and I just had to explain because I was happily married and I loved him with my soul. Mm. But there are certain things that I can't stand for, like you cheating on me and you're not even a millionaire. Like, let's not do that. So that's certain, you know, there's certain stuff that, you know, one can go for, and there's certain stuff. Like, I feel like in life, everyone has a right to choose, but I'm so glad that we never had kids.
Yeah. So how do you go about fact-checking your stories? Do you do any research?
It's a mess. Mm. But usually I won't lie. My ninjas are always accurate. Okay. Because most of the times when my ninjas bring me stories, which thank you guys so much, you guys are just...
So your ninjas everything. Are like Maroto?
Yeah.
Okay.
They are everywhere. Okay. And they screenshot and send me. So you cannot deny something that is there. Like that's proof. Like maybe it was on Twitter or you know. Yeah, but usually the stories I give are from Twitter, Instagram and stuff. And then there are some that I'll go out there and look for and then I'll
You go and look?
Not like physically. Mm. I mean, we go in the web. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
And then we do it, yeah. So mine is very different from yours. You bring the celebrities and, you know, usually they're going to just tell you about, like, what they like. Hi, guys. Oh, my gosh, yes, I work very hard.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm there like, oh, she has got a sugar daddy. He's got a sugar mama here and there. You understand those kind of stuff. So very different. Almost the same, but very different.
So because you do that, don't you get a lot of celebs that hate you?
Oh, yeah, they hate me.
Mm.
But they don't give me pap, so...
Because I remember there was we're in a Black Voices cluster one time, and Lasizo and Wami.
Remember they said what clashed. Happens there stays there. However,
oh, y'all clashed with Lasizo.
It was lit.
I can imagine.
How are you, Lasizo?
We are nothing. I mean, we're co-workers in terms of we're in the Black Voices. Mm. But he's a celebrity. I'm not. I don't mingle with celebrities. And I'm not even interested. That's good. Like playing with your stock. You'd be stupid to do that.
Playing with your
stock. Yeah, it's like you're selling Zimbas. You start chowing Zimbas. You're taking off your you know, when you're a celebrity, to be honest with you, I don't want to be friends with any celebrity. That's why I don't even go into like, hey, is this true? Is this? No, I don't, because I don't want any contact with them. Mm. I do my job. They live their lives. I follow their lives and I report on it. That's it.
And when you see them, do they come up to you and say something?
I mean, no. Mm. Yeah, because this is South Africa. We've got the law here. Mm. If one tried, I hope it's a rich one so that I get rich instantly.
Yeah.
I mean, a lawsuit would definitely come, because what I'm doing is legal.
Yeah.
So if you feel I've done something to wrong you, come the legal route, get your lawyer, talk to my lawyer, let's sort it out.
Who's the last celebrity you saw?
Melissa Gigaba. Yo. I was sitting right next to him in Tasha's, and he kept on looking at me. I'm like, do I get rich today? Is this the day the former minister is gonna slap me? But you know,
yeah. Wow, man. So it must be hard for you to go out to public places.
Like, not
you don't
at
do
all.
Parties, ne?
No, but besides, I'm not somebody that likes partying like that, you know. I'm usually working. I work a lot.
Mm.
Yeah, so I don't go out to parties like that, but I do go out.
Mm.
Yeah.
What happened to...
Has it happened that a celebrity came at you legally for what you had said about them?
I mean, you see, that's the thing. They'll threaten, but I've never received any lawsuit.
Anything legal. Mm.
Yeah, okay. Because of... You can want to sue someone. And I've always said it, suing someone and winning the lawsuit is two completely different stories. So anyone can sue. I can go and sue you right now, but then winning that case is what matters. So, no, I've never ever had to do that, because I make sure that I fact check, or I say allegedly, or I know how to report my news. So if you're going to come the legal route, I'm sure they've consulted their lawyers, but... If it's my opinion, freedom of speech, this is South Africa, it's a free country.
Didn't Lerato Kanyahu sue you?
No. She sued me publicly, I guess, with her mouth, but the lawyers never came to me.
And what did you say about it? What was wrong?
To be honest with you, I don't like acting a fool for free. If it's not paying me, I don't even give it mind.
Mm.
So whenever she was saying whatever, I didn't even respond.
Mm.
I was just waiting for that email, because my contact details and everything are public. But nothing came, so I guess I'm still waiting. But there was no way she could sue me, because I know how to do. Because I also have a lawyer that sat down and explained the terms and conditions and everything. So, yeah.
Fuck, man, that's crazy, bro. You know, you must have a lot of celebs that hate you.
I know, bro, I have a lot. But anyway, you know, it's life. They watch me, though.
They watch you?
A lot.
Wow. How do you know that?
Like, maybe I'll talk about something they deleted within 24 hours. Or maybe I'll say something. Like, they definitely watch me.
Yeah. What did you think about the Prince KV thing?
Do you have the pic on your phone?
Yeah, of course. Who does it? Like, if you're a lady and you're, you know, straight, I don't think you don't have it.
Yeah.
In case they delete, go to Twitter, you better be safe. Where's...
Yeah.
No, like, I mean, I've been laughing. It's a funny situation.
Mm.
By the end of the day, I mean, you know, as much as it's an embarrassing situation, it's not an embarrassing situation. That's all I have to say.
And then are there some stories where you're like, this I'm not doing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to even touch
I don't
this.
Usually report on slay queens.
Okay.
People that are just like, I feel like I'm giving more publicity to people that don't deserve it.
Mm.
So, like, I'm very particular. There are certain people I just choose not to talk about.
Mm.
Unless if now that's related to, like, a celebrity and stuff. But, you know, the whole thing of, oh, you know, she's in Dubai with this sugar daddy and stuff. Like, that's what most of them do. So, well, not all slay queens, because we do have slay queens that are just slaying and making their money.
Like you, like you.
Am I a slay queen though?
Yeah, you slay.
Wow,
you slay.
Make sure you're money, getting your own bag.
Yeah, you're getting your own bag.
You're a slay.
You know what I mean? I'm getting my own bag, but I don't consider myself to be a slay queen.
You're slaying.
That's how it started the term. It was women getting things for themselves, getting
told
to buy, getting shit on. It's just what it has become. It's what it has become.
Getting what?
Shit on. You know. But there's Arabs, but Arabs. What are you talking about?
Have your ninjas given you a story like that about the shitting and stuff in Dubai?
Yeah, a lot. But I think that as time goes, when people realize this is not the type of content for you, they stop sending.
Oh.
So there are a lot of stories that I do get and then I just don't report on them. But I will respond to the person that sent me the DMs, like, you know. Mm. But I'm very particular. I stick to celebrities and yeah.
Yeah. So what else can people expect on your channel? Like, what are you going to be doing?
I really want to start shooting documentaries. Nice. I love documentaries.
Nice.
So
of yourself or like?
Not of myself, of other people's stories. But you know what is the problem? We've got so many we've got copycats here on YouTube.
Mm.
So, you know, you talk about your ideas, before you know it, they've stolen. I don't like it. Mm. I don't like how some South African YouTubers act and behave. They just wait for you to start something and then all of a sudden they also want to do the same. Like, just have your own originality and stuff. But so that's why I keep my stuff to myself, because I know that people that are just watching to just copy, but I really want to do documentaries and I think it's going to be great.
Wow, that sounds exciting.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it.
When people copy you, don't you think it's a form of them complimenting you and they are being inspired by you?
Well, I feel like there's a difference in terms of, like, if maybe I want to, like, you inspire me, I wouldn't have a problem to say, oh, by the way, shout out to Meg G for giving me this idea. Mm, you know, I did this and this and that. You understand? And again, bruh, you can't copy from beginning to end, down to how my name, the name of my channel is, down to how my thumbnails are.
Name and shame.
Who's copying you?
I'm not starting that shade.
Is
that,
it my woman? Drop. I must talk to her. Must I talk to her?
Gee, you wanna get me into trouble? No, I feel like everyone should just continue doing what they do. But it's just because I'm quiet doesn't mean I don't see it. Like, I do see it. So I'm just like, you know what, it's fine. You change the style of thumbnail, they change with you.
Are you talking about the T-World?
Oh my God, no. I don't know. No, it's not. No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I just don't like that way of doing things. Like, you understand? Like, can we all just keep on our lanes? Like, yeah. So I don't like that I change the way I do my thumbnails. Oh, next week somebody's channel has also changed. It's all entertainment. Next thing you know, somebody's... Like, it's like... Just be original. Coming up with all this, it's a lot of work.
So you heard it, T-World. Stay in your lane.
Oh, my God. I never said you see, Meg G. You.
Stay married. Don't get divorced. Don't even copy the divorce now.
No, I never said anybody's name, but I'm just saying that I see a lot and my ninjas send me a lot, but I just choose to move on. So that's why I'm very, very conscious on what I say I'm going to do. Mm. I just do it because at least when I did it first, people will see who's the copycat.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Man, this YouTube world is crazy. Is there like a clique in the space?
No, I mean, there are cliques, but I'm not in any clique.
There are cliques.
On YouTube, especially with these beauty bloggers.
Wow.
Ooh, that side. You know, it's the beauty blogging world, but there ain't nothing beautiful about it. I'm kidding.
Chris, don't mess shit up.
No, I'm being honest. If you know, like with us, like the entertainment, like we don't really have a lot of problems, you know, with each other. Like it's just, I'd say maybe just one or two, you understand? But that side, there's a lot of stuff that we hear. You've seen, I don't talk about South African YouTubers like that, just because I feel like, you know what, it's okay. I'm too opinionated, so let me not.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, but they shade each other. They take deals from each other and stuff. Yeah, it's a lot that happens that I've had. So, yeah, that's how it is,
Sounds like high school, man.
Dude.
Yeah, it's definitely those high school vibes. So that I'm not in any clique. I'm just by myself doing my own thing.
Yeah. And keep it that way. I mean, it's working for you.
No, it's definitely working for me. I just, oh my gosh, yeah. But that's YouTube for you. You have Twitter on.
Are they fighting against themselves, those ones?
Those ones are.
So are you speechless?
I'm never speechless. Ew, speechless. I'm speechless. I just won't give him the time of day.
Yeah, you just want, Nick.
Nah, we're not.
I laughed when I saw your tweet. You were like, guys, why are we trending? I'm like, yeah, you know you're influential. But you wake up trending number one, you don't even know why you're trending. Like, it's crazy.
Dude, at this rate, I could cough.
Yeah, you could cough and trend, basically. So yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and then how do you think YouTube has changed your life? Because it's definitely changed my life.
Oh my God! As I said, I was poor. I was like under broke. Mm. Is there like you're poor, right? From poor broke, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so YouTube has basically given me everything. I don't even want to lie. Which is why, like, I do give consultations
to
help people also with their channels. I also give shout-outs. And I make sure that I charge the lowest for YouTubers.
Yeah.
And then if you're coming with a business, then we talk.
Yeah.
But for YouTubers, I'm just doing it so that I can be able to help them because I know how difficult it was and how difficult it is to get a channel off the ground. And so YouTubers... Like, wow, I was poor, Mekji. You don't get it. I didn't have anything at all. And you know, like, I don't know if maybe it's just from the world I come from. When you don't have money, people treat you like you're nothing. You know, people treat you like you're even like you're not even human enough, you know. And some of the comments I used to get when I was starting are very different from the comments I get now. Wow. Because I think that now it's evident, like, you see the quality and stuff, so they see that, okay, you know, we don't know how much, but she's making a little bit, so the comments shift. But the time I remember, someone just called me, she's poor, guys, don't mind her.
Wow.
I'm telling you, so YouTube has definitely changed my life. I mean, I'm driving a brand new car.
Wow.
Which is not just
shout
brand
out
new
to
like
you, man.
A 7-seater SUV.
Wow.
You understand, like, the people that were doing nursing with me, they can't afford that car.
Have you blessed it yet?
What do you mean blessed it?
Like, had sex in it yet?
That's bad luck. I don't know. I've heard other people say it's bad luck. Is it
no,
not?
No, it's good luck. Hey,
are
where
you
my
sure?
lights on?
Meggie, have you done it in your car and your car was fine?
Yeah.
Well, I blessed
oh,
in terms
shit,
of...
Oh, shit, no. Maybe that's why
you.
They crashed.
Thank you.
That's why I wrote them off.
Nah, exactly.
Yeah, it crashes. That's what I've heard. That if you do it in the car, but yeah, 7-seater, you have got all the space. Just lay all the seats and, you know. But I've blessed it. I took it to my mother's grave, so...
Oh, nice. Beautiful. Nice.
Does
nice.
Your husband... Try, get back with you, especially now that, I mean, you got something good going and you're a bit famous.
But then what most people don't understand is that him and I, we basically built everything I have.
Oh.
Together. You understand?
Okay.
So up until December last year, we were still together, even though we were going through our own problems since April. You understand? So it's not like he didn't try. He tried to apologize. Obviously, that's a man. The difference I feel is just that women are different. And I think that's the advice I'd give all men out there. Just because your friends... wife or your friend's girlfriend stays whenever you cheat doesn't mean that yours will stay, because for me in 9 years it was the first time he ever cheated or the first time I ever found out. So I wasn't able to stay for that. Do you understand? So what different? And for me, like, that's what I just accepted to say, it's life. And so that's why, you know, there's a vendor saying that says Nsungo Chimramlinjo Mut. You understand? Like, use your own foot, like, don't follow in someone's footsteps, because his friends who he was cheating with, they're with their wives, but he's not with his, because I'm not like them. You understand?
True.
And so for me, where I draw the line is cheating, and so that was it.
Aye.
So it's not like he didn't try. We did try to make it work, but I saw that I was suffering from it because I couldn't forgive.
I couldn't let it go.
So I was like, I do need to leave. So that's just how it is. In life, when you gamble with something good that you have, you need to understand that I can lose this for life. Like, you need to know, like, is what I'm about to do worth me losing what I have?
Don't take things for granted.
Don't take things for granted. Yeah.
But you're looking happy, man. You're looking good.
I'm happy. happy. Yeah. Oh my God. I'm living the best life. I feel like now it's just because my passion is my work. Mm. So now I get to do it like 100%. Like in the morning I worked before I came here. Mm. So, you know, like it makes me so happy. I stay alone. I've got my own office in my apartment. Wow. So yeah, I'm happy.
How Owami got a groove back.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a documentary right there.
Yeah.
Owami, thank you so much for coming through, man. We're so proud of you. Keep doing, keep soaring, keep doing your shit, man. Like, it's so commendable to see from where you started to where you are now. I mean, look at you. You're part of YouTube Black Voices.
I can't believe you know, still. Can you believe you're part of that?
I didn't even know what it was until
I also didn't.
My woman
and
had to explain
started,
to me.
They were like, no, you know, we're going to work with you and everything. I was like, okay. Whenever they spoke of the fans, I was like,
yeah, yeah.
I was like, okay, you know what?
Yeah.
No, but I would have been part of it even though the fund was not there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was just excited that, what, YouTube recognizes me? Because for the longest time, I felt like they just, I was maybe not part of the, you know, so this just validated me.
Were other YouTubers mad that they weren't part of the Black Voices thing?
I really don't know, but I mean, I feel like that people with higher subscribers that were not part.
Okay.
So, I mean, that would hurt a bit. Mm. It would have hurt me, you know. I mean, I feel like it's just that thing where it's not nice to see someone when you make, you put in more effort, you've got the results, you've got the numbers, yet maybe they keep on picking other people that have got less subscribers, less work and everything, you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, but other than that, I don't know how they picked, but I'm happy I'm part of it.
Same here, man. And what do you want to, what advice do you have for people? Because like everybody wants to start a YouTube channel now, you know?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, don't start it for money. Mm. Don't start it for money, that's what I'd say. And give it time, okay? Like you can't just start and expect it to all of a sudden blow up. And that's what I actually realize whenever I do consultations, that people are very, they expect that within like a month, my channel is going to be as big as Owami's. No, not in South Africa. And people don't subscribe here.
Yeah.
Imagine I have over 36 million views, but only 170,000 subscribers.
It's an African
thing. If it was an American channel, it would have over a million subscribers by now. You understand? But people, I don't understand why they don't like subscribing like that.
It's not just South Africa. It's an African thing.
Yeah, but Nigerians subscribe.
Oh, yeah, but they have more people there. There's like 300 million people there. Yeah.
And the people are in other countries mostly, so yeah. No, they do. They do subscribe a lot. Hey, that's what I've seen. But yeah, so I think it is definitely an African thing. So I think that if you understand that and you don't put your channel and compare it with like an American, then you'll be fine.
Yeah. Because I mean, how long did it take you to get your first paycheck? I think mine was 2 years.
2 years? No, mine was like 7 months.
Oh wow. You were rocking, eh?
No, but I was consistent about, I blew up, I went viral, and I started uploading every day and was many videos, understand? Because it's entertainment. Then I didn't even know, I didn't even have a structure for my video, for my channel. Because I was running a channel with like 1 minute, 2 minute video. I mean, come on now, what content is that? We need content, you understand? So that's why I had to shift to like longer, you know, something that has value, something that is like, today if they're like, here's a talk show, or I'm going to be able to hold it.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're planning forward.
Yeah. Owami, thank you so much for coming through,
thank
man.
Thank you.
All the best with your channel.
Thank
Good
you.
Good luck.
Too.
And I hope you buy more cars, bigger houses.
Amen. Range Rover, hello.
What do you want to say to all the celebs watching now? They're there.
Wow, all the celebrities. Hi, guys. I love you. Don't hate me. I'm kidding. I just want to say I have nothing to say to them. I don't have anything. Until somebody does something that is worth me talking or speaking on, I don't really have anything to say.
Yeah.
Other than, like, just continue living your lives. It's very entertaining. I run an entertainment channel based on their lives. So,
yeah.
You know, that's it. Yeah. And, like, don't take it personal. It's all business for me. Just look at me like, I almost said the Wendy Williams, but like, are you really comparing yourself? But no, honestly, it's all business. It's nothing personal. I don't have anyone that I hate. I don't hate nobody, so just keep living your life for
casual. We are here, podcast and chill. Boom.
Peace.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn, no books have been written, nothing is certain.
everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.